This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump will rally supporters in Asheville, North Carolina this afternoon. His campaign is calling this a significant address on the economy. Meanwhile, a new AP survey finds that similar shares of Americans say Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have the right vision for the country, are strong leaders, can win the election, and are capable of handling a crisis. But she is more likely to be seen as honest and committed to democracy. The U.S. has approved billions in arms sales to Israel. The AP's Norman Hall has the latest.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
In fact, President Biden says he's still hoping for a ceasefire agreement.
Getting hard, we'll see what Iran does, and we'll see what happens if there's any attack. But I'm not giving up.
President Biden yesterday. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip overnight and into this morning killed at least 17 people, including 5 children and their parents. Heavy rain, flooding, mudslides, they've been getting ready for all of it in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands as the storm they call Ernesto marches on. California Governor Gavin Newsom has sent letters to school districts urging them to restrict students' use of smartphones on campus. This is AP News. Now to what the DEA says agents seized at a farmer's market near Atlanta. Thousands of pounds of methamphetamines. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 23,000 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
This was contained within a cover load of celery. That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmers Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 408 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.